Hempstead with McNamara and with Rusk. And in the meantime, Fulbright's written Rusk a long letter that says, we want you to explain if you are doing this. Have you quit beating your wife? That type of letter. So Christian, the press secretary, same as your Haggerty, said, first, they have never recommended anything like this to the president. Second, the president would have to be the one that would make the decision. It's never come to him, and you're not doing your country any good by publicizing all over the world that we're considering doing something which has never been considered. So that kind of put an end to it. Then Time comes along and said, well, Johnson said that, I said in 7 years that I've been in the executive branch, I am not aware that anybody has ever made a recommendation to use nuclear weapons. Now, I know in the 4 years I've been president, nobody has ever recommended it, but as vice president, I sat in on most of the meetings, and I knew, to my knowledge, it hadn't there. So they say this week, well, Johnson said he was not aware, but that implied that he might not have heard it. So you just can't hardly knock it down. Now, the truth of business is, we have no nuclear weapons in South Vietnam. The people out there do not think the Quezon area that the tactical nuclear weapons are suitable. But needless to say, the Joint Chiefs have never made a study, never made a recommendation, never come to the president, and so forth. But what got it off was four scientists did go to look at the barrier, and one of them had had some experience in nuclear weapons.
Matter of fact, Mr. President, I was perfectly certain of the answer, but because of my respect of these three men, who now, if they've gotten all worried and sending me a wire this morning.
That's right.
And it's a wire of several hundred words.
If I could, I thought I'd get General Goodpaster to go see one of them.
Well, I'll tell you, that would be very fine. I think probably Goodpaster may be in Puerto Rico. He's going to take a short leave.
Well, I'll get Buzz Wheeler, somebody to call.
I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll call Killian or Kelsey or Robbie, any one of them.
You just call them and just say that you talked to the president. No recommendations ever been made that it got out through Fulbright because four men going to work on the barrier, one or two of them had some nuclear background. There's not anything to it. It's never come up. But if any of them are interested in exploring it, I'll have Mr. Seaborg go see him, or I'll have General Goodpaster, I'll have the Deputy Secretary of Defense, anybody they'd like to talk to, or I'll be glad to see him myself.
Thank you very much.
I'm very appreciative to Dr. Killian for, he's working with Milton on this, and Kistikowski, I think, has worked with us on the barrier.
Oh, yes, Kistikowski is, he's really a top, matter of fact, Robbie is a Nobel Prize winner, and Kistikowski is, I think, and Killian, of course, you know him. And so the reason I called you, Miss Benton, is because I have my respect for them, and
yes,
I want to disabuse their minds.
That's right. Well, now, you know, they always, they have these planning things in NATO and every place, but there's nobody planning or nobody got to order in or a recommendation there, and what I have heard of it, after this came up, one of the generals, I don't know whether it's Wheeler or somebody, they said that the hillsides, that these tactical nuclear stuff would be inappropriate for Quezon anyway.
Well, I'm sure of that, because where's friend and where's foe?
That's right.
Yes,
well, I haven't had a more pleasant day since I've been here than I had yesterday, and I was just telling Lady Bird about how pretty Ms. Eisenhower looked and how fruitful my visit was.
Well, you just tell her, maybe the only regret was that she wanted to give you tea or something equivalent.
Well, I'm a little embarrassed that you beat me on 15 of the 18, but I guess that's what I have to expect.
Okay.
Goodbye.
Right.